Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready.
Ready.
Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short
the
routes.
Boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
This is Reception Perception, the show.
Yo, what's cracking, everybody? James Gill, Matt Harmon here with you. You're listening to Reception Perception, the show. I just want to let the listeners know, voice quality, probably not at an all-time high today. I'm running a little ragged here, playing a little hurt, but that's okay. We're going to get through today's show. It's all good. And Matt, we got a lot of news, both in the world of Reception Perception and in the world of the NFL. But let's go ahead and get the listeners all caught up on what's going on the RP side.
I was going to say, voice quality, maybe not so high, but the website quality,
yeah, boy,
up. The quality,
yeah,
is
boy,
high for the website. I will say that I have had very little to do with the actual redesign of the website. So I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, as anybody this morning, going to the website to look up something of, you know, some Reception Perception chart to tweet it out when you know, somebody signed this morning or whatever. And I'm like, oh boy, the site is ready. So we've been talking about it a little bit on the show, right? The site redesign and kind of the facelift we were going to give receptionperception.com. And man, James, I think you guys have put together something really killer. I think you and Zach and Todd and everybody that was working on this, it looks awesome, man. So I know that we took a lot of user feedback over the course of the last few months about navigation and how easy it is to find things, which the reason I'm not so involved in this type of stuff is because, like, I know the website. I was around when it got, you know, put together, so I know how to find things. But just my first impressions is definitely going to be a lot easier for all the other people to find things on the site.
Right. We wanted to definitely hyper focus in on the mobile side too. You know, we saw that the vast majority of our users, this is a surprise to me, actually, you know, engage with the website via mobile. And it wasn't really designed, I think, for mobile at first. You know, much more of a desktop experience, our Reception Perception version 1. But now version 2.0, much more geared towards the mobile side. And I think, and again, we're hammering out some small details here and there. But anyways, should be a lot easier to navigate, a lot easier to kind of scroll through and find what you're going to find. Anyways, okay, neither here nor there. By the way, go check out the website, receptionperception.com. There you go.
Yeah, baby, go check it out and subscribe. And I think one thing we're gonna focus on too more, you know, we're gonna talk about DJ more later in the show, but we have, we're gonna put some more free content up for people to sort of get a taste of Reception Perception right now.
Just
because DJ
taste.
Moore, he's pretty buzzy.
Wet the beak, as they say, wet the beak a little bit. DJ Moore, free profile on the website right now. We're going to get to him. We're definitely going to talk Raiders today. But listen, man, it's Wednesday as we sit here, Wednesday, March 15th, and the entire football world came to an absolute standstill because Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee and kind of laid out everything that's been going on with him. By the way, this is the power of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we are literally kicking off free agency today. I mean, I know that a lot of deals had been negotiated up until this point.
Right.
But free agency officially began today. That's why we wanted to do the site redesign today, kind of launch it with free agency. But no one cared, Matt, about free agency at all. No, like, literally no one. The entire football community was on Twitter and reacting to and hanging off of every little word that Aaron Rodgers said. That's the power of Aaron Rodgers, man. That's pretty cool.
I think Pat McAfee had something like 500,000 concurrent viewers, you know,
crazy
on YouTube when Aaron Rodgers was on there. So shout out to Pat and the boys and Aaron Rodgers and AJ Hawk for putting that together. And it was definitely, you know, I mean, it was to be expected. Everybody's been waiting for this Aaron Rodgers domino to fall. And technically, James, as we're sitting here on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, it's actually not done yet. And part of, I think, what Rodgers wanted to do was to go on to McAfee and really settle the score. Like he said, I'm not making any announcement or any decision today. Like, the decision has been made. I made the decision last Friday and made it clear that I intend to play, and I intend to play for the New York Jets, which to me means, just like Trey Wingo tweeted, what was that, Monday or whatever, basically what he said was like, the deal is done. Like, it is done. He is going, and Rodgers had made it clear since Friday, like, this is what was going to happen. I think he felt that after he went into the darkness, that something had changed. Something had changed on the Packers side when he came out, and they were just clearly ready to move on and ready for him to make a decision. I think they probably, in an ideal world, probably wanted him to retire, and it would just be an easy transition. But Rodgers isn't ready to retire, I guess, which, I mean, he sounded like he was probably ready to retire when he was going to go into the whole darkness thing. And then coming out of it, he's like, I think he's got another chip on his shoulder, and he's fueled by spite again. So he wants to go play for the Jets. And basically what we're waiting for right now is for the Jets and the Packers to agree to compensation. So Rodgers really today was all about, I'm letting you all know that despite like the media thing about, oh, look, he's holding this up, he's holding these two teams hostage, he's saying, no, I'm not. I've made the decision. These people just need to figure out the trade. So that's really where we stand right now. It is going to happen. It just has not officially happened yet.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, good for him, right? Because everyone's going online saying, oh, Rodgers, drama queen, he's doing all these things. And he basically set the record straight. He's like, no, that is exactly not what is happening. And basically it's the two teams that are trying to, I'm sure, basically what it sounded like is, I'd love to tell people that I'm going to the Jets, but the deal's not done yet, you know?
Yeah.
And for everyone saying I'm creating all this drama and doing all these things, not the case. Not the case. Two teams need to work out a trade. And as we said, it's not officially done even now. But I think at this point, everyone was so tired of hearing of the Aaron Rodgers rumors that Aaron Rodgers got out in front of it and tried to address it. Can I just say this, though? I set out a series of tweets here. This I think would be a great drinking game. Aaron Rodgers or Game of Thrones? And you just read off some of the things that he says, right? I mean, if you just go in and just say, when I came out of the darkness, something changed. I mean, is that Game of Thrones or is that Aaron Rodgers? I don't know.
It sounds like Bane from, the Dark Knight Returns or whatever.
That's the only voice I got. Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, that sounds like a Bane quote. But no, it like, I think, sure. I think that's a great point. And Rodgers clearly he's got a bit of a flair for the dramatic. He's got a flair for the spite, which, I mean, Game of Thrones is basically an entire show about
100%.
Spiteful folks trying to ice each other out and climb on top of each other. And I know it's exhausting and I know it's tiring, and Rodgers doesn't necessarily, I'm not sitting here saying like, you guys need to give Rodgers the benefit of the doubt when it comes to creating drama or needless media speculation. I'm just saying that that's clearly what's holding this up is the Jets and Packers actually agreeing to a trade. And it is complicated, right? Because what's always tough is when you're only one team. There's only one team in the mix for Aaron Rodgers, and it's the New York Jets, and he's trying to get his buddies signed there, and we know the whole deal there. That's part of it. You know, you go in there because Hackett's there, and he loves Hackett, and they have a great relationship and all that stuff.
Right.
But there's only one team. So what can the Packers realistically demand? What do the Jets realistically want to give up for a 39-year-old quarterback who, again, I think was like 90% sure he was going to retire when he went into the darkness? How long are you getting Aaron Rodgers for? Is this just a one-year push? I don't know. It's a complicated deal, and I understand why that part of the process has been held up at this point.
I'll say this. I don't buy for one second that he was 90% committed to retiring before entering the darkness. I don't buy that for one second. I mean, why are you even – it doesn't make sense. It doesn't line up. And like, you know, I'm sure from a narrative standpoint, I'm sure it sounds great in his mind.
It sounds better, yeah.
It does sound way better, you know. Like, oh, I'm coming back now because I'm John Wick and I've, you know, there's vengeance on my brain. And no, it doesn't. None of that makes any sense whatsoever. That being said, to your point, though, I've seen this take online, which is very odd, that the Packers have all the leverage because they can just continue to hold out and the Jets need to make something happen. And I'm like, guys, it's March.
Right.
Why there's the Packers have no leverage. They're going to hold on to him till what? August? And then training camp starts. He shows up. You really, that's a good move for the Packers? No,
yeah.
That's not good. That's a terrible move. Like, they have to move him in that July timeframe. Now the Jets could be getting impatient, but with the no trade clause and all those things, we already know, again, as you mentioned, there's only one team in play and that's the Jets. The Jets, in my opinion, should have no motivation whatsoever to cave into any demands the Packers have. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Both sides, I think, are incentivized to get this thing done to a point that we're not sitting there. Even, I would say, like, and by the way, like, the Packers want a draft pick. They want to be able to make a pick at the draft. Like, that's, I think, probably the deadline. Like, I think hopefully it gets done here in, like, hopefully, the next week or so. That would be great.
I think so, yeah.
I think so, too, because you don't want a situation, again, where you can't talk about him until he's officially a member of their team. That would seem silly to me, but yeah, the biggest thing is here, like, they want to get a draft pick. They want to get that thing there, but it's just tough. Like, I don't think they can, and I don't think they are, like, asking for two first round picks or some albatross package or something like that. The Packers, that is, because they don't have that kind of leverage either. They want him gone at this point and everybody needs to move on.
Yeah. I think that is some of the reports, though, that they're asking for a player and two first round picks back. And that player, a lot of people are speculating, might be Eli Moore. By the way, so I just kind of wanted to dig into this. It sounds like it's very close. Oh, by the way, let me share one more quote that is very Game of Thrones-ish. And again, I just think it'd be a great drinking game. There is a sanctuary of solace around my house, giving conversations their proper privacy. Like, if that is not a quote from the Game of Thrones, I don't know what is. Like, that is, come on now.
Doesn't even sound like, by the way, that doesn't sound like Game of Thrones, the television show. That sounds like Game of Thrones, the book. Like, that's how crazy that is. He had another,
sanctuary,
like,
solace. I love it.
He had, like, another, absolutely, like, ridiculous line too about, you know, when they were saying about the whole list of demands and all that stuff.
Oh, right.
And he had some sort of, like, I can't remember it now and I can't find a tweet about it, but, like, some ridiculous line about how he's like, he doesn't have them in some chamber, you know, or whatever. Like, so yeah, your drinking game is good, James. You got some legs with this. You need to find, like, a game maker who's, you can do, like, cards or whatever, and you flip them over. If you get it wrong, you drink. I mean, that you could have people getting into a pretty tough situation there from a boozed up perspective with this game.